Time now for Stephen Brunt. Morning, Stephen. So, away from home for Thanksgiving, is that what you encountered
yeah.
here?
Yeah. I was traveling on Thanksgiving, so yes. I am in dark and lovely Vancouver. Dark and rainy Vancouver, from what I can see.
Stunning.
Sure, Walker. Yeah. Andrew over for a nice meal.
Yeah, did Andrew Walker get a hold of you?
I haven't heard from him yet. You know, I'm waiting. I have maybe the invitation's still to come, but I'm going to be on a show at the end of the week.
What a treat.
Yeah, it will be a treat. I'm just going to let you guys talk.
It's a bit of a...
You're there all week? Boy, they must be in trouble if they got you out all week.
Well, it's kind of a good, like a goodwill tour, and I'm going to, there's a couple of hockey games here this week, so I'm going to drop in on those, and it's a very nice thing to be able to do. I'm very happy to be here.
Work, no play.
When do we get our goodwill tour?
Well, you know, I can talk to the people, but you guys have so much goodwill there already.
Yes.
I'm not sure I could even.
Yeah, we try not to draw attention to ourselves.
Our cup runneth over.
But I'll talk to the people who can make these things happen. You never know. You know, I think I'd love to come out.
So what is it? So hockey games, like, are you doing TV as well, or is it just the radio?
Yeah, I'm gonna drop in on the two TV broadcasts here and do something with Ian McIntyre, who's joined Sportsnet, who's been a longtime great newspaper writer in this town for Vancouver Sun. So we're very, very happy to have Ian on board. So I think the two of us are going to do something TV-wise. I'm not sure what. He knows a lot more about the Canucks than I do, but perhaps I can fill him in on what's happening in Eastern Canada or something along those lines. Right. I'm not sure. I'm not going to do whatever they tell me to do. That's my rule of life in these situations. Do what they ask you to do. So the Canucks play twice this week. They play the mighty Ottawa Senators tonight, and then they play the Winnipeg Jets on Thursday. So there we go. That is part of my Western Canadian tour. And then I'm going to jump from radio show to radio show, starting with one of the afternoon shows today.
Is there a parade for Burroughs coming back? What are they doing for that?
That should be. Yeah, I guess that will be the I suspect that might just be the local angle on the story tonight.
I don't want to get too far away because I know people will gloss over. We talked Colin Kaepernick with our NFL insider and people were, but the Penguins are going to the White House today. I know you'll be keeping an eye on that. Just, I guess, thoughts, because they really are the one team that seemed to have bucked the trend as of late.
Yeah, I saw the Sid's quotes from the weekend where he said, you know, it's not political. This is not a political thing. I'm not a political guy, which, you know, I believe. You don't have to be a political guy and you don't have to take a stand. It's not, you know, that's up to you and that's up to them as a team. You know, I think we talked at the time that the timing of when they weighed in and said, yes, we're going to go that Sunday when all hell was breaking loose seemed unfortunate. You know, maybe a time for sober second thoughts, but you know, I think they're going to learn something today, and maybe Sid's going to learn something today, which is whatever you think this is, somebody else has made it into something different. This is a propaganda opportunity now. And I guess, look, it's always a propaganda opportunity if you pose with the politician in power. It's always for their benefit. That's the way it works, and it can be way more benign than this. But the fact is, Trump turned these visits, and this visit specifically, or these visits this year, into something they've never been before. You know, it's you're with us or a Guinness kind of thing. And I'm not sure you can stand there as a neutral for that photo op. It's going to be used. It's going to be used because Trump decided to, well, mostly, you know, and you can kind of see the pattern now, but using the NFL situation and the anthem situation, which is one of the great red herrings of all time to distract people from other stuff. And he turned the NFL players into the enemy. And then, you know, the NBA players saying, we don't want to go, or we might not want to go. Well, they were a convenient enemy. And, you know, at a time when the racial divide in the United States stands rather, well, it's always been pretty stark, but it's maybe people are a little more aware, been made more aware than they were 2 years ago, that the sight of that's, you know, pretty much all white Penguins team having a photo op while those predominantly African-American teams are not going to be there. It's a bad look. You know, to me, it's a bad look. It just means you're being used. And I'm not sure what the graceful way out would have been. But I do think kind of sober second thoughts would have been probably a good idea here. It's too late now, right? It's there's no there's no good that can come of this. And there's going to be a picture there that probably some of those guys would rather not exist.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, no matter what they did, right? Because they went last year as back-to-back champions. They went a year ago, and if they don't go this year, then they'll be one sort of thing. And then if they go this year, clearly they are another sort of thing. It's a bit of a lose-lose situation, but you're not.
It is.
The image, yeah. The image is going to be one that's tough to shake, probably. Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think what somebody needed to say was, look, you know, we're going to do this, but, you know, we, you know, at least have some kind of sympathy, support for our brother athletes, and we understand the right to free protest, and we understand there are things wrong in the world, rather than just saying, I don't know nothing about no politics. And I'm just not sure that's an option right now. There are probably ways to frame this visit where it would have taken a little bit of that edge off, but they haven't managed to do it. And Sid, you know, God loves Sid, but he's not the guy to do that. I know he has to be because of who he is and what he represents and wearing the C and all of those things. But, you know, he has not been able to articulate anything other than, you know, I don't know what's going on. So it's just a White House visit. Why is it different than the last one? Well, because it is. And you didn't make it different than the last one. The guy in the White House made it different than the last one. But I'm not sure being oblivious is a defense right now.
Stephen brought our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. We were kind of halfway joking about it earlier on in the commercial break. Did the CFL play this week? Now, granted, the Stamps are on a bye, and I'm telling you,
nobody.
Between the NFL, playoff baseball,
yeah, there's
Flames
that.
Home opener, Yarmer, Yager, that it's a long way down. And yeah, they didn't play this week.
I drove by the stadium this weekend, and it was like, my wife's like, oh, they play football here? Like, it's far from anyone's mind.
Well, there were some skippable games this weekend. I will acknowledge that, right? Like, I'm not sure, like, you'd have to lose a bet to have to watch that Montreal-Edmonton game yesterday, right? Like, the loser-leave-home game.
Right.
One team lost six in a row, one team lost seven in a row. That's, you know, playing in front of an indifferent crowd in Montreal, a small and indifferent crowd. Like, that's not great. I got to say, I had very little interest in the Ottawa Red Blacks going into BC. You know, BC managed to blow a huge lead, I guess.
Did they?
On his last legs here.
I'll take your word on it. I had no idea.
However, I did watch the mighty Hamilton Tiger Cats, who, had they not been screwed by a replay call last weekend, would be, I believe, in a playoff position now. I got to say one thing about the CFL, and this is interesting to me. You know, again, and I understand this is probably the worst weekend for watching CFL football ever, but how can they have a replay official? You know, the guy, the second thought, second look, we'll get it right guy. How can that guy get stuff wrong? Like, over and over again. How can they not fire that person? If watching a replay, slowing it down, seeing all of the multiple angles that are, you know, that are provided by the host broadcaster. If that guy gets it wrong, A, it kind of defeats the purpose, I believe, of having a review. And B, somebody's incompetent here. Because, you know, it's not, and again, I'm not just whining from a Ticat perspective, although I am to a degree, because it really did cost them that phantom pass interference call in the Argo game, cost them big time. But how can you have a system where the second thoughts guy's wrong?
It's CFL-y.
It's so CFL-y. Yeah. And again, can I do the disclaimer again? I don't hate the CFL.
Right.
I'm not a guy from Ontario that hates the CFL. I love the CFL. That's why I'm talking about this. But it is so CFL-y. It's just. And, you know, and Randy Ambrosi's done a bunch of great stuff this year where he's kind of said, no, we're not going to wait till the end of the season. We're going to fix this now, or we're going to make a decision on this now, or we're going to, you know, kind of deal with complex stuff like the Art Briles thing or the Johnny Manziel thing. I can't believe he didn't just clean house there about halfway through the season and say, you know what, these guys are incompetent, because it does get in the way. And as I say, but for that, the Ticats, who went in and smoked a very good Winnipeg team in Winnipeg, played really well. You know, this is after they, you know, in a game where their kicker blew out his knee early in the game, so they got no one to punt, no one to place kick. They traded away their first string running back after the Argo game, kind of a white flag move. Traded C.J. Gable to Edmonton because they wanted a little cap relief, and they said, "Well, we're not going to make the playoffs anyway." They went in and they played the best game they played in, you know, at dog's age, and you know, and in this bizarro year. They are in the hunt for a playoff spot. And if they get into the playoffs, I'm not sure they wouldn't beat everybody else in the East. I'm not sure that's a good thing for the league.
Yeah,
a team that started 0-8, you know, potentially being in a Grey Cup game. But
hey, everything's cyclical, and I get that. Here's my thing, and we talked about this because the NHL has its opening weekend, and baseball playoffs are on, and NFL, and all of that. This weekend needs to be either wild card weekend or semifinal weekend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what it's...
You don't want to go head-to-head and all of that, but...
It would actually be great to have Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving weekend be playoff time in football. It would be awesome.
You know, and it has been talked about, right? Like, there's no real impediment to backing the schedule up into June. Because, you know, yeah, you have the Stanley Cup Finals and stuff like that, but essentially, you know, you would still start your season right around the time when everybody else is clearing the decks.
Right.
So, and, you know, the CFL, you know, we think of it as kind of a fall league because that's when the playoffs are and Labor Day is a big deal. But it's a summer league, you know, effectively. Most of its games are played in the summer. So, I think it's a great idea, you know, because, like, Canadian Thanksgiving as a CFL weekend, you know, is kind of lost. You know, it should be, you know, you should have Labor Day, which is, you know, all the stuff wrapped up in Labor Day. And, they, you know, they kind of have things to themselves on Labor Day. But yeah, if this was a playoff weekend and, you know, then you're heading into, you know, the finals next weekend and the Grey Cup 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that.
I think we'd all be fine with it. And like you say, there's no real impediment to it that I can think of.
No. Like, I guess you might bounce up against the World Series in there or something. But, you know, if the Jays aren't in the World Series, that's... And they've been playing the World Series in the fall for quite some time now, right?
Yeah.
They've survived. So, yeah, I think it's a heck of an idea because you're right. They did, you know, aside from diehards like me following their home team, they did essentially disappear this weekend. You know, the game I didn't mention, you know, Saskatchewan was in Toronto. You know, think how much attention the Argos got. You know, as people were, you know, carrying Austin Matthews around on a sedan chair all weekend, like, you know, really, like, do you think anybody was talking about the Argos this weekend in Toronto?
There's still 6 weeks left in the schedule, more than that.
Yeah. So I like this. I like this idea. I think you've come up with something just this morning.
All right. Well, there you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, I say Randy Ambrosi. He is, you know, he's a proactive guy, so maybe he'll make it happen like today.
What time do people in Vancouver wake up? Because they must like either hung over or like still
wake and bake right now.
Like just hey man, what's like
that's
the crack?
Question,
of,
you know?
The crack of 10, is that when they get up in Vancouver?
Well, I think they actually don't. They get up early because they have to react. Like people who actually go to work, right? Don't they have to react to things that are, you know, stock markets opening and things like that? Don't they have to be perky in the morning?
They're very slow to react. And
yeah.
Oh, but you know what? By the end of the week, I'll know.
There you go.
Whole week. Yeah. God. They must be in big trouble. Hey, thanks, Stephen.
Enjoy the rain.
I guess
thank
Friday.
You for the inspiration.
Friday we will catch up. Thanks, man.
I will be here pre-Walker, yes.
Bye, Stephen.
See ya.